December 7th. As I mentioned, we're just getting some electronics on, so we should hopefully get a little for the group. Any public comment, anyone in the room or anyone online that would like to make any public comment concerning any issue that's not on the agenda? If not, I have a comment to make with regards to, I had the police chief of Heber City come by, and I put in front of everybody on their desk, and Mary, I have one for you. He dropped off this little dog tag that, for gratitude, and really appreciated the sentiment and our support for all of our local police and sheriffs and all the EMS folks. So he appreciated that, and he brought by this little dog tag, and so there is one for all of us, and I just wanted to mention that by. So he was very grateful for that.
And it was Chief Booth?
Yes, Dave Booth, yep.
Awesome.
So thanks for all the work on that. I'm sure others appreciate it, but he took the extra step and made sure we understood that. We'll move on to item number two, which is a public hearing.
Do you want to talk about the enterprise zone on public comment?
Yes.
Because
it's
not an agenda item.
Yep.
Are you going to take a roll call when you open it up?
I am. I just want to make that comment. Let's do the roll call next, and then we'll talk about the enterprise zone that just came up today. Just a comment about that. So, Eric?
Eric, here.
Chip, here.
John, here.
Stephanie, here.
Mary Ellen.
Oh. Shelly, here. I was going to say, you weren't. No, Sherry, here.
Oh, we do?
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Steve Webb.
Susan Kohler.
Mary Snyder.
Brian Taylor.
Anybody else on the phone? I only see a few pictures that hasn't mentioned their name. If not?
Corey, representing the Webbs.
Okay, Mel. So you'll be doing this online? Okay, great. Glad to have you there. We'll be with you probably shortly.
Thank you. Eric, that it?
Thank you, Eric.
And you did.
Pam Skinner's here.
Pam Skinner. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay. Looks like that's it. What came up today, as of the end of this year, if we want to, as a town, to continue to have an enterprise zone, ours expires in 2021. Apparently we have to renew it by the end of December this year if we want to have those economic zones applicable for those that might be able to take advantage of it. I understand that Midway is having, they've already had their December meeting, so they will be having a special meeting to accommodate that for their businesses that have economic zones. Heber City is also doing that, making arrangements to make sure that they get theirs renewed by the end of the year. Even though it expires also in 2021, you cannot renew it at the end of that year. It has to be done prior year. So that's what kind of came up today. We don't need to make a decision, but is it something that we'd like to pursue? I would say for myself that I was very not excited about it the first few years it was implemented, but for the last six or seven, I, as a business, was able to take advantage of that, and it is a bit of help, and I think that if a business was in that zone, they would appreciate that if we did renew it. But we have a total of 3 weeks, and we have to have the main thing, our map size hasn't changed as our town. I don't believe enough to worry about it, but the thing that will be hard to implement or get done will be a resolution. That is something that has to be done by the town to meet the requirement to apply again. Anything else, Eric?
No.
So the question is that something we'd like to do? And if not, we can probably discuss it throughout the meeting a little later on afterwards, or do another verbal or a written. I don't know how well that worked this month on some of the issues, but we have to have it done in a resolution by the 31st to make it work. So I'm asking for any comment if anyone has any.
Sounds like we need to get her down during the week. We're going to do it.
would have to do a notice, and it would have to do, what Midway's doing is they're doing a notice and then doing a Zoom meeting for all of them for just that issue. We may still be able to do that, we may not. Once again, just find out.
We should be able to do that.
You should, okay.
Yeah.
Is that something that we get
in? Do we know if anyone is currently in Daniel taking advantage of that enterprise zone?
I'm not aware of any, and Eric wasn't aware of any when this kind of came up, but I don't know that they are. That we only have a couple zones that would have to be in there. It's not any business. They have to be in that zone to actually apply and get credit for that. So I don't believe there is, Mary.
Well, my comment would be that we have had so much confusion over that designation that I think that we seriously should consider not renewing the enterprise zone in Daniel.
Okay. Any other comments from council?
Where is our enterprise zone?
We have two on each end of town.
Okay.
So, I've heard of more people in the valley taking advantage of that recently, but.
The way that really works down is if it's a qualifying, the way that I was able to utilize it was it with equipment. The state's gonna give you a 10% rebate or off your state taxes, and so if a piece of equipment costs you 50 grand, you're gonna get 5 grand back. And pretty substantial for those who, I don't know what the list is that qualifies. It's quite a large list, but I don't think that if we don't renew it now, I don't think we're going to be able to renew it in the future with anybody else, just for the record.
I think that if the area does need to be looked at, what we have, but unless we renew, there won't be a reason to look at it in the future. We have new commercial areas that's growing along our highway corridor. And the rehab of old buildings is part of that, using an existing structure. They give them a tax incentive to do that.
Down at the end where you're at, that'd be part of that enterprise zone.
Yeah, across the road.
Uh-huh.
Up against the gravel pit area there, that's all in the enterprise zone.
Okay.
And then up the highway corridor where our commercial zone runs.
Okay.
I don't believe there's any in town. It's all along the 40 and I guess the government.
Yeah, that's the edges. But I mean, it's easy enough to do if we have enough interest. We can hold a meeting, 24-hour notice, put together the resolution.
It's not going to hurt anything by having it.
Nope. And it's not going to cost us anything. It's just it's something that. When one of the businesses land in that zone, they have an opportunity to, get reimbursed for some of the purchases to keep their business going.
It's not a bad idea.
So we have a comment from Mary that not really too interested in. Do you have any more comments from anybody?
I'm thinking it's not going to harm anything. Yet it's incentive for any businesses there happen to be in there, and if they try to get equipment, it sure help.
Yeah.
I would think we'd go ahead and do it.
I think it's a pretty simple thing to do, is just acknowledge that we're going to do it. I don't have the wording on it yet. I think that, I forget the gentleman's name from the Heber City Tourism, but it's going to take about 10 minutes once we got online just to read it and approve it and move on. It doesn't cost us anything to do. I know, though, that I was pretty down on it in the first year because it was very hard to utilize, as Mary kind of indicated. But you have an accountant that understands the state law, they'll work for you, or they'll get it done for you. If they don't understand it, they may not.
We have had some people, though, that considered it a commercial zoning designation rather than just an economic incentive.
They did.
And so unless we can make that distinction to people that are actually trying to develop a business in the town, it causes mass confusion, and I don't know. Like I say, I don't own a business, and if I did own a business and wanted to use that, I would certainly want it in place. But if if we didn't have anyone currently using that, I'm not sure. I know when we started it, what the intent was.
And I think it's a ways off, actually, for somebody to get into that zone. You know, it's all a potential situation, nothing currently.
That we know of.
That we know of, I guess.
Somebody could be doing that, and we don't even know about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the suburban.
It's just a tax incentive.
Yeah.
I think that we should move
forward. Okay. Stephanie, I don't know if you heard that, but Stephanie's thought we might just move ahead and look at what it's going to take or discuss that. I am expecting an email with that verbiage, and I can certainly send that out to everybody as soon as I have that. It should be to me tonight or tomorrow. And then we can make a decision then, but I'll get it out to everybody if that's at least that we can discuss it. Okay. I have knowledge from.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Ready?
So the computer's off. I've heard the audio seems to be working. I'm going to keep seeing if we can get it better, but.
Keep your phone on.
Yeah, keep your phone on, and then everyone can see this little screen there. If I can get it bigger, I will.
Okay.
Sorry, this is not worth. They don't have the wires hooked up like they did last month.
Oh.
If you didn't hear that, they don't have the wires hooked up like they did last month, so that's why we're doing things a little different. Chair will entertain a motion to go to public hearing for a CDBG grant for Stormhaven Sewer Project.
So moved.
You have a motion? Excuse me, you have a first?
I second that.
Can we have a second? Any discussion? If not, all in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Roll call.
Aye.
Okay. Paul, we're going to do roll call, sorry.
Okay. Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Harry, aye.
Okay, thank you. We're now out of regular session and into public hearing. And turn the time over to Ryan here to talk about the grant.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, no. Nope.
You gotta do the first part.
I have to read something.
You gotta do the first part.
Okay, if I don't plug up my glasses here, what would I do without her, right? Community Development Block Grant CDBG First Public Hearing Notice. The purpose of the public hearing is to provide citizens with the pertinent information about the Community Development Block Grant Program and to allow for discussion of possible application. This public hearing will cover eligible activities, program requirements, and expected funding allocations in the region. The CDBG program can fund a broad range of activities, including but not limited to construction of public works and facilities, e.g. water and sewer lines, fire stations, acquisition of real property, and provisions of public services such as food banks or homeless shelters. In the event that Town of Daniel chooses to apply for a CDBG funding, a second public hearing will be held at a later time to discuss the project. Further information can be obtained by contacting Mary Schneider at 435-654-5062 in compliance with the Americans with the Disabilities Act, individuals needing special accommodations, including auxiliary communicative aids and services during the hearing should notify the Town of Daniel, Mary Schneider at 1375 South Daniels Road, Suite 8, Heber City, Utah, at least 3 days prior to the hearing. Such read, and we'll now turn the time over to the public hearing. Mary? All right. Great. Right.
So this year we've applied for a grant for the sewer system up in Stormhaven.
I'll pass that around. Sorry, I only have two of those.
To replace a portion of the sewer line. Conveniently, a portion of the sewer line that we just worked on in the last few weeks because it had another failure. And so the idea is to replace from the lower septic tanks, shown at the north end of that figure, up to the intermediate septic tank, which is basically follows around on Haven Estates Drive. So it's not all of the collection system, but it's the big, it's the part that holds the most flow, because it's the bottom half, the bottom part that's got the most flow. And it is the part that we've had the most problems with historically. And so the thought is that we've spent the last few years working hard on the water system, and we've improved the water system, which is nice. But now we've got enough water going into the homes that we're having more and more trouble with the sewer system. And so it makes sense to start at the bottom and work our way up. This, simply put, this is starting at the bottom, working our way up. It's the biggest chunk we thought we could get away with in the first grant. In subsequent years, the thought would be to continue to work on, you know, work our way up the system until we can replace the entire collection network.
Okay.
That's all I have, unless anyone has questions.
So that takes care of Ryan, what he has to add to, for this evening. Any questions from council? And I'll turn it over to the public if the public has any comment. Okay. Anybody, any of the public have any comments with regards to that? Okay.
Did the public on the computer hear me okay?
Yes.
Great. I've rarely been accused of being quiet, but it's happened in with these online meetings.
Okay. If no further discussion, the chair will entertain a motion to go out of public hearing CDBG grant and open up another public hearing with regards to web subdivision.
So moved.
You're first?
I second that.
And we have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
Okay, we are closed out of the CBG grant and open into the public hearing, item number three, the web subdivision. Mel, are you gonna be speaking?
Yes, I'm listening, and I'll be speaking about any questions you have or...
Well, I was just gonna turn the time over for, to you for, or whoever's gonna be speaking. I assumed it was you on behalf of the item. So I'll turn the floor over to you.
Okay, thank you, Chip. Mel McQuarrie here speaking with MCM Engineering. The application before you is, a year ago we had a subdivision approved, and the time had lapsed, and so we're back before you with the same subdivision. And we also managed the line items, I believe. Ryan can bring you up to speed on that. And the Webs are back wanting to reaffirm that subdivision, and we're before you with that question.
Okay.
If there's any questions from you, I'd like to answer.
Great, we'll just keep you online until we're done here. I'll ask Ryan if he does have anything to add more to that, or Eric.
I think that was a good summary. As the applicant put it, it was approved a year. This is the same subdivision that was approved a year ago. It's located on 3000 South. It's three lots, taking a 15-acre parcel, turning it into 3 5-acre parcels. The applicant's back because the application had expired, and so they're looking for basically the same approval. This time with fewer conditions of approval, because they have worked on those conditions of the last motion, and so I think it's ready to approve from the staff perspective if the council so chooses.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Is that something that we're looking for an approval tonight for the council to approve that, or is that something that's going to be administrative coming once all the stuff's done?
I believe we're in a public hearing at the moment to ask the public if they have any comments, good or bad, about the subdivision, and then I believe we have is it the same action item, or is it a separate action item to either approve or to vote on it if the council is...
It would definitely be outside the hearing, is it separate, but...
Yeah. I believe the intent would be to get to, the applicant would like to have it approved tonight if possible.
With that being said, does anyone, council, have any comments or questions about that?
Well, I have a question. I believe that we discussed a cul-de-sac large enough for fire to be able to turn around in. Is that, I don't see that on the plat. Is that one of the requirements or no?
Yes, it is, and there is shown, it's shown in the plat. It is a bit confusing, but it's there. At the north end, or southern end of the plat, there is a section, it's a large square, in addition to the 60-foot right-of-way, that's called out as, and I'm sorry, it's upside down on my phone, is the temporary turnaround. So with the 60-foot easement plus that area, that is sufficient for a turnaround. The idea is, what's shown on the plat is it's temporary, meaning that if the applicant ever, or if the town, or for whatever reason that road ever goes through, we wouldn't need the cul-de-sac and a through road. And so they're dedicating the road to go all the way through and then constructing a temporary turnaround. That temporary turnaround may well be, you know, 10 or 20 years or forever. But it was a condition that planning and engineering had asked for back in the initial approval, for flexibility to the south there, depending on what may or may not happen.
Okay, as long as we make provision for that access for fire.
So fire has signed a letter, Mary. They have reviewed it.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments? Well, I know they would like to see this move through, and I'd like to get out a public hearing, and then we'll address that.
So probably should make sure the public doesn't have anything else you ask council.
You know, I did ask just council with regards to any other comments or issues regarding this item. Does the public that is participating electronically or have any comments or concerns with what we just discussed? Okay. Chair, I'll entertain a motion to go out of public hearing and go back into regular session.
I make a motion to go out of public hearing and go back into regular session.
Okay. We have a first. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
A first and a second. All in favor? Roll call.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
Okay, thank you. We're out of the public hearing now and back into regular session. With that being said, any other discussion on that? Chair will entertain a motion if that could go for approval. If everything's, I guess I'm asking, if this today, everything's ready to go.
The applicant has satisfied the conditions of approval. I guess I would ask if the council was to make a motion in favor, you know, subject to the final construction review, in case there are some minor edits. I know one of the last things the applicant's done is their engineers worked with the irrigation company to relocate some irrigation lines, which was one of our conditions, was to get a letter of approval from the irrigation company. I haven't fully worked through with Mel, and I don't know that there's a problem, the exact alignment. In concept, I think we're good. In concept, they've met everything. I guess the motion I would ask for, you know, approval subject to final engineering review or final construction review. If there are, you know, is a valve we want to move 5 feet to the left or 5 feet to the right. Eric, do you have anything else in that letter that?
I think the motion should include this letter.
Okay.
Along with the final. So, yeah, I think they've done.
Does that address what you just?
Yeah, so what Eric's saying I think works as well is to just make a motion subject to the TO letter dated, I can't remember the date.
November 12th.
November 12th. And then the applicant has satisfied some of those and not, but we can work then at the staff level through that letter. So that might be a cleaner way to do it. Eric has a good point. If we made a motion to accept subject to the TO letter, then staff can work through and make sure all those conditions are met.
Okay.
And for the applicant's knowledge, I think we're, for the most part, there.
When was that dated?
November 12th.
November 12th.
Sure.
All right, thank you. Any last comments before the chair asks for a motion? Okay, Chair will entertain a motion with regards to approval of this web subdivision.
I make a motion to approve the web subdivision subject to the TO letter dated 11-12-2020.
Okay, we have a motion. First, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Do we have a second?
I'd like to second that.
Okay. We have a second. And any last discussion? Roll call. All in favor?
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
There we go. Great. Any other questions before we move on to the next item?
So here is a letter of recommendation from the Planning Commission also.
Has there been any discussion on possibly refunding that $750?
There's not been any discussion on that. That was kind of in the beginning from my standpoint. If they didn't, if it was going to be able to be cleaned, it probably could have looked that way. But there has been work done by everybody for the last month and done on it. I'd like to hear from anybody else. I would think that's an application fee, and if it didn't need any work on it, we could have looked at doing that. I think there's a bunch of work that was done on it, but maybe someone else can communicate on that.
Yeah, so the second one that went out, we did the letters to everybody within 500 feet. So we drafted letters and sent those out. We did receive some public comment back from some of the neighbors, basically. And they were, when they hear subdivision in their letter, they instantly think that we're doing a Ivory Homes subdivision. So that's the initial comment.
Well, they should know better than that out in Daniels, knowing how the home on 5 acres.
Yeah, you'd think, but it was surprising to see how many had called and made them comments. So we definitely have expended funds through TNO and also through the town office on this application. I don't know. I would be glad to, if the council would want us to look at that and see if there is funds that aren't used, that we return some of those.
I mean, even half would be great, but.
Is that your request for half your funds back?
Whatever you can spare.
I think that's reasonable that if we didn't expend those, we normally have not done that. But in this case, where it's kind of a redo and a rush, and if we did expend them, I would expect that we would be able to show that. If we didn't, I hope the council would be able to give some money back.
Okay.
Is that something the council feels comfortable doing if we didn't expend those monies?
Yes.
Yeah, because they have to pay it again. They've already paid it again for this one.
Yeah, we burned up, like I said, we burned up quite a bit of it, sending out those notices.
Whatever the half or partial is, if there's some that's appropriate, we would, the council would agree to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a portion.
Sounds good.
Better know.
Yeah.
Definitely better to know.
All right, guys, thanks.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mal.
Good luck, Connor.
Thank you, Mal.
Thank you very much.
See you. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Item number four, open and public meeting training. Did everyone get a chance or get that? Or did he get a chance to read it? That fulfills one of the requirements that we as a council have to have once a year. And with COVID being the way it is, we did not have to have a special meeting in person to have this done this way. We can present it the way we are this evening. Any questions, or did anyone have a chance to read that? And if so, I'd like to take a roll call to show that we did.
Eric, yes.
What's that, Mary?
I did read this, so we're good.
Okay, so we'll start with you then. So we'll take a yay from you, Eric.
Eric, aye.
Yes.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Sherry.
Mary, aye.
Shelly, aye.
Hey, Pam, did you get a chance?
I did read it, and I would be an aye.
Okay.
Okay.
And
Eric Bennett. Eric Bennett, so I'd
call Eric Bennett, aye. Eric?
I read it. Aye.
Okay.
Anybody else online?
Anybody else online that would have received that? Okay. So others may have read it, but just aren't not online, but that's what we have for this evening. Moving on to the next item.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know who was present in the planning meeting, but we did conduct an open meeting training earlier in the year. So some of the commissioners have had that training.
It was in March, right?
So what Eric was saying is from the planning department, they did have an open and public meeting training, and some of the people that may have not been here tonight may have also had that training as well.
Good, thank you. That was easier than most years.
Okay, so I'll send that, since everyone read it, and I don't have to, we'll move on to item number 5. Discussion of CARES funds. So, does everyone have the sheet out in front of them that was emailed to them with regards to vendors and purchase and totals?
I do.
Okay. I want to say thanks before we really get into this for all those that participated and helped all the way through from the very beginning when Mary, did the application all the way through. A lot of work was, no one will have any idea how frustrating it could have been trying to purchase things that, the town just never has gone in this direction. We don't have accounts, we don't have credit card amounts on it, and everyone spent quite a bit of time on trying to help get this put together. I think, looking at it all and some other, I thought it's well put out, and I'd like to hear from the council what they think.
I thought it was great that we were able to give those funds. Thanks to Mary for bringing it up and following through to getting them. And to Eric, Mary, Mayor, everybody helped in acquiring these different electronic units and finding out about them and what they can do, what level we needed. It was a fun trail to go on, but it finally got to an end and got done, and it was great, and being able to donate so much of that money to the fire department and for the new trucks and vans, that was a great thing. It was a great thing. So,
and there was some discussion with some folks that they, did we need 5 of these or 2 of these, we end up looking at the positions that were here, whether it's, we're going to be here next year or a few years. This is going to be with the town, it's town property, and we could have used it tonight, we could have used it for our next meeting, and I'm just glad that this opportunity came up, that we're able to move forward, and we're going to have more of these kind of meetings, so we need to be able to communicate as good, if not better, than we've been doing. Any questions from the council on it?
Yeah, I have a question.
I really appreciate all the work that everybody put in on this. I know that it was not an easy process. And I appreciate the way this has been presented. Thank you, Mary. It looks great. I looked back to see what our actual figure that we received was, $93,978. And so if you subtract the total here, that leaves a balance of $12,740.20. So I would request that amount be placed in the blank that she's left on our sheet that could be forwarded to the Wasatch County Fire District.
Okay, Stephanie, you had a comment or a question or comment. Thank you, Mary. Well, Stephanie has.
No, I think that everything looks great. I just have a question on what if all of this is going to cost us from here on out on a monthly basis. Like the iPads, do we know how much those are going to cost on a monthly basis?
We do.
So the iPads aren't going to cost us anything because basically the Microsoft package that's going to include the email It'll include the Microsoft plan. That's just an application that's downloaded. It's mainly just the laptops, and I would have to go back through my email to find out how much it was, because initially, do you remember how much it was?
Most of it from Microsoft, not just the integration, but the team meeting that we're going to have continued access to.
Does team meeting, or does Microsoft and Apple work together?
Mm-hmm.
Not very good, but they do.
A guy said it would work, so I can take him.
It works as well as all Microsoft products.
Okay.
The iPads in particular, those, because we're a government agency, they're not, you can't put Apple Care on those. That's not an option, so that went away.
Okay.
I don't think that was a wise decision anyway, because you could have bought a new one for what they wanted to pay. In 2 years, you bought a new one.
$150 a year for that protection, and
okay.
We'd be Phoenix there.
So the ongoing, though, I haven't separated out the ongoing to know what that is. But that's basically on your computers and the ongoing Executech.
Well, it was like $20 a month for the
virus?
No, $20 a month for the Microsoft package, and then I believe it was $5 a month for...
Yeah, so I have five laptop government antivirus is $5 each, and the Microsoft package word is $20 each.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're looking for?
Correct. Yep, that is.
I have the paper you gave me.
I forgot to grab mine. I apologize. So that's just for the five?
The laptops.
Correct.
Yep. So that's $125 a month or a year?
A month. Yep.
And nothing for the iPads to...
No, because he said it's just an application that has to be installed on each one of those, and so there's no monthly fee.
So you basically just go to Apple and you'll just download the app, and the apps are free. A lot of apps are free. Some of them you do have to pay for, but it'll show up just as this little window right here is Teams. There it went away. Did you see that? So it just opens up a window and then you're in. And so it will cost us money to host the meeting. We do have to have a subscription to host the meeting.
So I think that's part of that, though.
I think so. That's part of the 20.
I think that's part of the subscription.
I just know that to host a meeting on this app, I can watch for nothing, but if I host, I have to pay.
Very good.
Okay. So, Mary, did you say that amount remaining was the 70, 40, 20?
$12,740.20.
That's what I asked again. I was only off by 12,000, so.
So if you add that to the 35 that we already extended to the fire district, that's almost the 50 that we originally thought. So I think that's quite generous.
Carrie, does that add up?
And you know, I'd agree, and I think that we were able to get the things that we needed, and I think that we helped our community with the fire with regard to that. I think it's all going to ambulance items, isn't it, Mary?
Yes, it is. And I know they're very pleased, and I'm very pleased too. And again, thanks everybody for all the work that you put in. I know it took a lot of time and it was not easy.
So thank you. And it wasn't, and it did take a lot of time, and I'm glad to have this behind us, and I think we have better days ahead. Thank you.
So the only other thing that could be a factor is the express bill pay. So initially it's $1,500 to do the setup. And then we need to decide whether or not we want to have those fees included on their monthly, on the customer's monthly, or if the town's gonna be paying. That's one of the questions we need to have answered.
Did you hear that for those who are online?
Not exactly.
What she was mentioning is with regards to accepting credit cards, there is a $1,500 to set that up, but it's like 40 cents a person or something, depending on who's paying it. And that's going to be the reoccurring charge. So what Mary was asking is that something we want to put onto the water user? And I was thinking that as we're getting ready to do rates, we would just incorporate that percentage into those cents into the rate increase. But either way, we'll have to absorb it some way.
So on that note, here's what happens. If you have a fee added on to that, that changes your fees in doing it. If you have a, it's a transaction fee. So if you have that added on as a transaction fee, it changes your, the way that they bill you.
Okay.
If it's not, if you don't have one, then they have the standard government and it's cheaper to do.
Oh, okay. Well,
so that's the difference between those two, as I understand.
Well, and it's based off of an average water bill of $35 is the 35 cent fee. Or my understanding is you can set a fee, because obviously during the summer, if we have different bill rates, we have a $800 bill, it's obviously going to be a higher fee than a $35.
Well, yep, true.
So you can actually, from my understanding, the way he explained it today, you can actually set an actual rate.
So that is one question still remaining. I don't know that it's going to be a very expensive one, but how each bill and how many people pay that way, there will be a tab left on that. But I believe it is like 40 cents a pay. Could be 50 cents a pay.
I think it's 35.
Okay, 35 cents.
On a $35 monthly bill.
Okay. So.
How many users do you have?
1%?
Yeah, it says 34 cents.
34.
34 cents, Mary.
And then a 44.
1% of the amount, is that what they're
telling you? No, 34 cents per transaction for the individual to pay with their credit card.
For $35 average bill.
For a $35 water bill. So if the water bill is 800, they're gonna be paying more than 35 cents. But maybe it's 85 cents. I don't know that per right now of what each water bill might charge if they were paying with through express bill pay.
Well, my feeling on this would be, and of course I'm coming from lack of information, but the experience with the fire district is that they did not set a convenience fee originally, and they ended up with a $5,000 bill that they had to pay to, I don't know what service they were using, but the second year, they added that service fee onto anyone that was using the convenience of online payment. So we might consider the same thing once we found out what the cost to the town would actually be.
For sure. I agree.
And I think a lot of companies actually will set, like I know, I'll give you an example, UCCU. If you go online and pay with a card for a vehicle payment, for example, they automatically have like a $5 or $7 convenience fee every time you do it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Any other comments or questions with regards to paragraph? Money's.
The only one I have is, does that add up, Carrie?
I didn't check.
What are you asking the?
If that adds up, the $4,740.
For the total of the fire department?
For the total on everything.
Oh. I'll add it up.
Okay, so Cheryl, make sure those two totals total and add up, but for now we're gonna use those figures and the chair will entertain a motion on the $12,740.20, the remainder balance to go to Wasatch County Fire District.
So moved.
We have a motion for the money to go to the county? Do we have a second?
I second that.
We have a first and a second. Any last discussion on this issue?
Yeah, I think that this is not just a send this to the fire district. I think we're doing this whole page, right? We're accepting all, everything we did.
I'm going back to our last meeting that we kind of approved the electronic stuff, and then I guess we are looking for approval for the whole list that we see in front of us, adding the $12,740 to fire.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a first for everything on the page, and we have a second.
Are we redoing the motion? Will you please clarify? Are we redoing the motion to approve everything or just the county?
Let's redo the motion, and it should be to include everything on the sheet.
Thank you.
Correct.
That's your motion?
That's my motion.
Okay, do we have another second on it?
I second it.
We have a second. Any other last discussion? If not, all in favor? Roll call.
Eric.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
And Mary, I know you're abstaining from this vote.
Looks like she's on mute. I can see her talking.
Did that die?
Yeah. There we go.
So raise your hand.
On to plan B. Or is it Q?
Hi. He's like looking. I don't see anybody yet, just you.
I'll move. We should be back up. Hey, that'll work great. My phone died. We have until the computer dies, and then I'm out of technology to continue the meeting.
Hello.
So we just had the roll call. We just had the roll call. So we just had the roll call, and Mary, I think you're the last one for a yay or nay on that. And I believe you're going to abstain from that vote.
I'm going to abstain from the vote, yes. But have you already voted?
We did.
We voted as my phone was dying.
Okay. Well, I was going to request that these warrants, these amount to move tonight so that this business can be completely resolved without having to have another meeting to approve the amounts.
She wants them to move to the warrants. Is what she's asking.
So Mary, so you're saying for the sheet to move to warrants, but didn't we last month already approve it with regards to phone conversations and electronics that could be approved for all these were already approved, so that's why they were not put on the warrants. Because it's already been spent.
Well, you approved the $35,000, but we didn't have the amounts on anything else. So that's all I'm saying.
Okay. Then I'll just add, when the warrants come up, I'll just add this to the warrants then after, okay, that'll work.
Sounds good, okay. So was the vote all in favor except for myself?
It was.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, people.
Thank you.
I'll pass that up, I guess.
There was definitely some things that we should have looked at outside of what we did, but as the thing unfolded, there was a bunch more that was eligible for CARES funding that.
And Mary, before we move on, do you have any other insight on any other stuff that may be coming? I know we all, or somebody watched the news or not, but is there another package that you've heard may or may not be coming any time soon?
I have not heard anything. If I should, I will definitely get in touch with you right away, but no, I don't think the government is, they haven't passed anything yet, so I think this is it for now.
Okay.
I've heard that there's money still available.
Yeah, like another $455 billion, but yes.
Yeah.
So, and there's talk about it, so there may be another opportunity, maybe not, but don't worry about that one, I guess. Item number 6, town ordinance meeting schedule. You don't get a chance to see if that's going to work out for them, or have any comments or questions with regards to the schedule.
I wonder if on the ordinance we shouldn't add, we have the meeting location, but I think we probably should add that we'll need to do online remote meetings.
Okay, where would we add that little statement?
Maybe underneath all meetings will be held at the Wasatch County Service Building, or
or potential virtual.
Or electronic. Electronic meeting.
Electronic.
I think a lot of entities are looking at doing both as things get back to normal. That there's a lot of higher attendance and more accessibility to the public when you continue the online option. There's people that just can't physically get here but might attend online. And so I know a lot of entities are looking at continuing the Teams or Zoom or whatever the heck the format is, YouTube, even after we can all sit down in the same room, just because there's a lot of people who can't make it or choose not to.
I think that would be a great option if it works, if we get this down so that it works really well. I'm pretty sure there'd be other people that would participate.
Agreed. So let's put that verbiage in, or potential electronic meetings, or what verbiage?
And we're online.
And or potential electronic meetings is what I've included, if that works.
And or electronic meetings. Or.
Okay. That work for everybody?
I think so.
Okay. I'll read the ordinance and we'll go from there. Number DO 2020-12-07, effective date January 1, 2021, short title, 2021 Daniel Town Meeting Schedules. The purpose of this ordinance is to adopt the 2021 meeting schedule for the Daniel Town Council, Planning Commission, and Board of Appeals. Ordinance, be it ordained by the governing legislative body of the town that all meetings will be held at the Wasatch County Service Building and or potential electronic meeting located at 55 South 500 East, Conference Room B, Heber City, Utah, except for September meeting, which will be held on the second Monday of the month due to the federal holidays. The monthly town council meeting shall be held on the first Monday of each month at 6 p.m. The Daniel Planning Commission meeting will be held on the third Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. The Board of Appeals will meet on the first and second Tuesday of each month at 7 p.m. as needed. The published schedule is subject to change by the town officers due to unforeseeable circumstances and will expire on December 31st, 2021. Any town officer is hereby authorized to provide notice of the schedule, meeting cancellations, and or meeting date changes and agendas for such meetings in accordance with the laws of the state of Utah. A copy of the schedule is attached to this ordinance. With that said, shall I entertain a motion?
Can we add officials, any town officials, to be in line with our Daniel Town Code?
Instead of officer?
No, it's officer's fine. Town officers, yes. Add a S to the end.
I'm fine with adding that. I did any town officer and then add it after that?
Just S, officers.
Oh, officers, okay.
Yeah.
Is everyone okay if we added an S to officers on the last paragraph?
So any town officers are hereby, so any town officers are.
Is hereby, are, but yeah, we'll change that also to are. Was that change? Any other discussion? Now the chair entertain a motion to accept the ordinance and the schedule.
I make a motion, we approve the 2021 meeting schedule.
With corrections?
What's that?
With the corrections?
With the corrections that's been made.
Okay, if you have a motion, do you have a first?
I'll second that.
Second? You made the motion, right?
Yeah.
So that was the first.
No, I made the motion. You say second.
Oh, okay, second. All right. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, roll call.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
Great. Item number 7, business licenses. It looks like we have a new Connor Heating and Air Conditioning. Let's see them here this evening to ask them any questions. Does anybody know about them or any situation, or as a council, we usually do like to hear from them and have the opportunity to ask some questions with regards to their impact. How does council feel of wanting to hear from them before we approve it or not?
Yes.
Okay, I agree. Since they're not here, do we have any renewals? Council feel that we...
We do have one more. Spring Creek Landscape that we need to talk about tonight.
Okay.
Just turned in an application at 3838 Crazy Acre Road, and I don't know if they're online.
They don't, right now I don't see anyone else online.
Mike McNally. He wants to put a nursery in out at Crazy Acre Road and do what Nate Orton's doing, is basically what he told the Planning Commission. He wants to park, it's 8.1 acres, landscape company, 5 trucks, 3 trailers, 6 to 7 semi-loads of trees, he has 30 shares of water, he doesn't want to do retail.
Well, so I think that he has to be a owner to have that kind of a home business, doesn't he?
Well, that was my take on it, but I actually think that this one, if he's not an owner, then it would be a commercial operation in my...
And he's not an owner? Not round?
Not yet.
Not yet. So I don't know that we could even entertain an application before he's an owner. Could we?
Well, anybody can turn an application.
Right, but it's...
But I think what he's looking for is direction.
Yeah, I think if I understand the question, it's kind of a chicken and the egg. He doesn't want to buy it unless we say he can do this, and now we're saying he can't apply for, you know, we can't say he can do this till he buys it. So I guess that's the direction he's looking for is, I mean, but my understanding is he's looking to buy the ground to do, you know, but this would be his intent.
But we had the issue that kind of came up that, you know, supposed to be a owner, living the homeowner, it caused kind of some issues. They went on from just trees to other products and things, and so I see this kind of premature.
Well, even if they own it, I think our thing would say owner occupied for a home-based business.
Right.
And so that's exactly what Nate Orton presented, that he would be on site.
And then didn't do it.
Well.
Yeah.
But I think at this point, if this gentleman wants to buy that property and do what he's told us he wants to do, I believe he needs to change his zoning to commercial.
It's on the corner. Almost.
Yeah. It abuts commercial.
Is this in the back? Is this in a field in the back?
I think it's 8.1 is the whole parcel, right?
Right. So it goes back, so behind the house there's about the 8 acres that's in a field. So that would have to be commercial back there, it's all residential, so you'd have to do an application then.
Yeah, you'd have to change the zoning. Or do an owner occupied. I think that we've let that. But I don't know how the council feels.
My opinion is that he owned it and he's occupying it, that meets our code, and that's why we let somebody else do that. Outside of that, he could reapply and go into the commercial side and not be an owner.
Yeah, and I don't know, with the 5 trucks and 3 trailers, it seems kind of impactful, so I don't know if that would even qualify as a home occupation. But if he's not going to be occupied, then I think we do need to tell him he did change the zoning.
Is that same acreage we were looking at, bought that the last time there was some lid on a diagonal one?
Right, this is right across the street from the port.
Port of entry.
The driveway straight across, almost the other street.
Oh, okay.
Right next to the
first house on the right as you go down that driveway.
Yeah, okay. It abuts Suburban Propane.
Yeah. Okay. There's 8 acres. Can they keep 5 for the residential and possibly apply the 3 acres for commercial?
No.
Okay.
They can't access commercial through a residential area, so.
That's not out to the front then. Okay.
Yeah.
Potentially, but not front and back. They could figure out another way, another access, I suppose.
Yeah, they could. Could run another driveway down one side. There's enough frontage. But just as far as this application goes, I think that it's not, doesn't fit in the home occupation envelope.
This property is right next door to the suburban propane place, right?
That's correct.
So it's adjacent, and that might be qualifying for commercial then.
The discussion for those online, sorry if that wasn't clear, was that, you know, potentially that a zone change to commercial would be more appropriate than a home occupation if the owner of the property isn't going to use it as a home. But,
right, and I didn't hear what his proposal was. What was he wanting to do with it?
Basically, the same thing Nate Orton is doing, kind of a landscape area that's wholesale, so bring in trees and you know, kind of run the landscape business out of it.
But no retail sales.
Without the retail.
Stage and everything to go.
Well, Nate Orton is doing it without a commercial designation as well.
Yep.
But he was not approved for that designation. He was approved for a home business that he's pushed wider.
So his approval was he was living in the house.
Okay.
On that one. Just more enforcement items to do.
Well, let's get it straight from the very beginning, and then maybe it will all work out.
Okay. So, to bring it to our attention, do you want to?
I think that he's turned this into TO, the application, working through Amelia. Do we want to send something back to him that says this doesn't qualify? And he'd need to apply for commercial?
Can Eldane Acres be a commercial?
He can apply. I don't know.
Can a non-owner apply on somebody else's ground?
Well, you can do a conditional, so the other owner would actually do the application.
There you go. Yeah.
So that's done in commercial all the time.
It's
a condition of approval. So Mike Peterson did that when he came. He pushed applications all the way through to construction before he owned it.
Okay.
And all we had him do is the owner of record signed the important documents. But he paid the fees. He presented what was happening. He did basically everything. But we made sure that the property owner of record signed the important documents to make sure that we were not proceeding with an application that the owner didn't know about.
My question is that 8 acres could be commercial without messing up the other residents around it?
I don't know, that's why we have a public hearing. Because you don't know the impacts until they have a public hearing, so.
Okay.
He's certainly able to apply. Okay.
Yeah, I think he sent it back and just say his options are X. But
okay. But,
okay, enough. Any more on that? So, as far as a new license, Connor Heating Air, do you want to send something up to them to have them appear here before we kind of feel comfortable approving that?
I just let him know. I just texted my
partner. Oh, you know him?
Yeah. To come for January, because he wasn't aware he needed to be here.
Okay. Great.
He's probably gone to individual residents or businesses anyway.
He probably does a van, he probably doesn't do a lot.
Yeah,
he's like a plumber.
But we gotta ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Anything else on that, Eric?
No.
Okay. And we left Connor know there, so. Moving on from item 7 to item number 8, which would be Daniel Municipal Water. Jolly, any?
Nope, I have gotten, let's see, today I've got 2 big bills paid, so that was awesome. They was $1,000, so each of them, so that was awesome. Gary did a great job going out and letting the people know that they was going to be shut off, so. and they, all of them except the two paid, and so, but everything I think is going well.
Great.
Oh, but I'm having a hard time getting stamps and supplies because Mary's busy and she can't get there. And then if I send Eric to get them, then he has to take the time off work to come down and get them. I'm looking for further guidance of how I can go about getting stamps and things without Eric having to take the day off or Mary having to leave her job to go get the stuff.
I know the town's got three different credit cards that have limits or can't have a limit on it. I think they all have limits on it. I think that I'm aware of the problem that happened at least two or three times over the months. And what does council think of having the water department have their own card with a limit on it? So they don't have to worry about relying on somebody else to go get their stamps or their.
But I make a deposit, I can go get stamps.
I think it's probably a good idea for her to have one. I mean, you have to have the receipts. Obviously, she'll have to turn them in to me, but if she at least has it, she has the capability of getting paper, toner, stamps, whatever she needs for the water department.
That would help Mary out a
lot. Well, it helps her out because.
Yeah, because I know you're busy, so I have to say, Eric, I need you to take me, you know, go with me to do this. Because, and then.
You know. I look at it as a department thing.
Yeah,
each department should be able to take care of minimal things. And
so when Gary needs parts, he's either running to get Mary's or my card to get parts.
Which, in all honesty, we shouldn't, if my card is in my name, Sherry's in hers, we should not be handing our credit card to somebody else. Because if somebody takes, either loses it, goes and spends whatever on it, it's Sherry or I or whoever the third card is that are responsible for those cards. We should not be handing them to somebody else to go take care of stuff.
And I do know this kind of got moved along because Gary has had to buy things in the past and has had to borrow cards and maybe got the receipt 2 or 3 days later instead of the next day or something. And I know that's caused a little concern on water. I mean, it could be a valve, it could be a paying pumpers, he pays whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know what Gary does. He doesn't turn the invoices to me.
You will now, so, if you have a card, he'll come get it.
Well, yeah.
So there's times when people want their card, and there's times that just, okay, you don't have an account, the town doesn't have an account, but they still let us bill because they trust us, but
yeah.
I don't know how long that goes for bigger companies versus the guy that takes a handshake and knows we're gonna pay him.
Yeah, because if I go to get envelopes, they just send a bill. Because, you know, but when will that end?
Right.
Like you said, when will, but I feel bad making Mary, because like I said, I know she's busy with her regular, you know, with her job, and it's just.
Do we need a motion for that?
Yeah.
Well, I think we still need to discuss more on our cards. We have a limit that's pretty low.
Right. That was a huge problem with making purchases.
What kind of purchases? What were the maximum purchases roughly?
I don't. When I tried to buy the weed sprayer, it rejected it because I didn't have enough on there. So we must be 1,500.
We're 5,000 total as a town.
For all the cards, 5,000.
Yeah, all of them together.
Right, but how about individual cards?
I think 1,000.
I don't know for sure.
Because it kicked it out of 15 last time because the weed sprayer was 18.
The business, I don't know if a town, but for business, you can go in and set it individual for different people.
$300, $800,
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you should be able to do that. Do you want me to get information?
I would. I'd like to.
And names.
After this experience, I'd love to see our town limit that you would control as far as that increase. And then I think that whatever's appropriate for the individual department cards, we can cap that so we would not have any issues from any of us. And
so what kind of limit would you like?
I don't know.
I think different cards would have different limits.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head of which ones would have most. I just know Gary's had to buy water things at $500, $1,000, $1,500.
He's used my card before.
Yeah, he uses Mary's. Tries to get Mary's or yours. But, so it would eliminate that part of it to run into town and get it. On the other hand, I guess we can talk about limits. I just like to. You think 1,000 is too low?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The reason I said okay,
you're probably good
for everybody or for getting married, is 1,000 too low for Mary?
Well, it was. last week.
Circumstances, but normally, I mean, unless...
Right, this is not gonna happen again.
Yeah, unless I buy office supplies or, but, I mean, I'm usually, I think mine's $1,000 or $1,500, and I've never had an issue, so I don't see that mine needs to be increased, but...
Mine, I don't use it that much, and mine doesn't.
And I've never used mine.
Water, if I gotta go get a pump or whatever it could be.
Doing parts on the water system, I mean, that's, that could run $1,000 every time you step in.
Yeah, that could be a...
Well, he just ordered replacement meters, and it was $1,500. But luckily, we were able to do a credit app and...
To bill it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might wanna have more like $3,000 on that.
But I've had times where he's taken mine. In fact, on the audit, I just had to pull an $800 invoice that we put on my credit card because he had to take it down to Springville for repair. So...
Okay, so Eric, so the limit that you need, Eric could be $1,000.
I would venture, well, I don't know, because everybody comes to me, so what do you want me to have?
But you're saying the water people go to you too, and so if the water person department...
Unfortunately, most of the time I'm there. So, yeah.
Okay, so we have, if we add another card, there'd be a water department card, and we would need extra, how much are we thinking for that?
I would think that card would have to have $5,000 on it.
They'll probably want a name on their water department card. Shelley's?
Gary's probably would have been it, but not at this point. Just because, so he's not getting the stamps, he's not getting the bills, so, yeah, I would think so. $5,000, what does council think? I don't, you know...
Well, could he...
How much is it to clean that thing out? $1,000 a pump, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it was...
We got two tanks, you pay $2,500 in one.
Yeah, so when he does that, he's gonna spend $2,500. And then what he just spent on, well, we built the other, the emergency we just had, that was billed.
We have another emergency on top of that, $5,000, I would think.
So water, in a big scheme of things, $5,000 is not a large amount for the water department.
You think it's a large?
No, it's not large.
No, it's not large.
So...
Not for that part, but for supplies and stamps and stuff. I mean, you want two different cards?
How easy would it be on a circumstance we had to bump that up? Is it a phone call and you just make it, so we can keep that at $1,000 unless we need to bump it for an item?
I don't know, I'd have to ask them. Because when I called them before, they said they'd have to do an application.
Right. So let's find out how the cards and how easy it could be upped or down. I know it's pretty easy, just go online and just put the amount in on some cards, but maybe not others.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could have a card for that department and have an X, but if we needed more, maybe just do a phone call and it would get fixed.
You can have my card.
Or mine, I haven't used mine, I don't plan on it.
I have, and I didn't want to.
So, water department card then.
Yeah.
How's council feel about that?
Yeah.
I think they need to get one.
And a $5,000 probably be a good minimum to go from.
Yeah, I would say on that.
I'm not sure the issue, I'm just, it says water department.
Yeah, I got, for Shelley's thing.
Because if we have somebody, if we hire an employee...
Yeah, it's just gonna, for now, I guess it'd be Shelley until we have a water manager person, and we'll deal with that then.
Yeah, we just call, tell them to give us another card, and this is what we want. That'd be all that, I think.
And then how do we increase our $5,000 a month?
She has to apply.
We have to get an application to increase the amount.
Okay, I think we should do that.
I agree, for the next time that something may come up. We may not use that larger amount, and if you need to know how much would you say to increase it?
I would say $15,000.
$20,000, that's good.
Twenty, yeah.
In the city scheme of things, that's not a lot.
Yeah.
$20,000.
Then we got a buffer for later if we need it, we got it.
So just one extra card for right now? To say in a pinch, I could go over and get something.
Yeah, and that still may happen if someone's not available and something needs to be get done, but I think the department needs, or the person needs it in the department.
And so we probably need to bump mine up probably three.
Okay. So Eric's would be three, mine doesn't need to be bumped at all, and...
Yeah, it does, what if I have to come get it?
So who's buying the water parts now, then you?
Everybody has done that. They have grabbed whatever card they can get and go get them.
Yeah, it's been on his, it's been on mine, it's been on Sherry's.
I'm in agreement with you. I mean, I wouldn't want people using my credit card.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, if somebody doesn't get a receipt back, it's on my card. I have to answer for that. You know, and I don't know, once somebody takes it, I don't know if they just went to, you know, some fancy restaurant and spent $200 on dinner, then she's questioning, where's my receipt? I'm like...
But you're saying that you're always there for the water breakdown?
No, not always. Not always. Definitely not always. I try not to be there for any of them.
But between him and Gary, yeah, they have bills and they pay their...
But Ryan needs one, he's there.
So you want to limit to 3,000, the water department, what should it be?
Five.
Five.
And then 20,000?
Total?
For the town.
Town. And I'd be glad to give up my card. For me.
Not till I get some BB. Keep more bit of my time.
Free up a little bit of my time.
There, go have a card.
Again, I would hunt somebody down for my receipt.
But thank you, that is what, I appreciate all that everybody's been able to jump in and help me out.
I'm sure it's a pain when you need it.
It is, I've been telling Eric, I need stamps, and he went and bought them last time, and it was $1,000. You know, and then I didn't need to get them again for a while, but...
Is there something that you could do with stamps online?
We looked at that option, but it was, you have to buy the stamps, you have to pay, I think it's like $15 or $20 a month, but like the stamps itself, I think, I can't remember if it's 1,000 stamps per thing, and it's like $80 for the actual... Yeah, and then you have to still pay for the stamps on top of that, so... I didn't know if that was feasible, I'd asked about it. And I think Eric had mentioned to go ahead with it, but I never did do anything, because when I started doing more looking into it, I was like, I don't know.
We send out, how many you send out every month?
218.
218. It doesn't take long to burn through stamp.
Well, and we've had Pitney Bowes, and that was good, but not really, because that's really expensive stuff, and then the U.S. Postal Service, but maybe there's a better way.
Well, and it is nice, because you have the convenience of just being able to print what you need when you need it, or if, you know, we have big packets, which we've had to do, and send them to the attorney with a bunch of information, for example, it's easy, you just do it, and you're done. Rather than go spend an hour at the post office, stand in line.
Since we're talking about it, why don't you re-dig up that information again, we can talk about it again and see how that works for next month.
Okay.
Maybe it works again, but give them more detail on it.
But I am giving you notice, I need some for next month. Because if Eric could not get the guy to stamp, I needed 500.
I tried to buy 500.
Well, and I don't know right now, when do we pay that bill again? Because where we have all that stuff on there, I don't know that we even, do we have enough money to even be able to do it? Or do we have a check that can be issued to go get stamps?
I'd have to look online to see where it stands.
Okay.
I mean, it comes out, the credit card's paid automatically once a month, about the middle of the month.
I just know we had Granger stuff on there, which was close to 4,000, and I don't know what else, if we had anything else on there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it might be checked on.
Okay. Well, it's something to look at next month on stamps then.
The last bill I got didn't have the Granger stuff on, so.
What's that?
The last bill I got didn't have the Granger stuff on.
Yeah, so that might be an issue then.
Still floating on there, huh? We're probably going to have to redo a check thing for the Apple iPads too. They should be coming back to you.
Redo it?
Yeah, we have to redo it under the government.
Well, yeah, we did it in such a hurry, we paid sales tax on it.
Well, sales tax, they take it off, but they will only sell us, they won't sell us 10.
No.
So we have to go through the government.
They have to apply for a government number, that was the issue before.
Yeah, but they didn't tell me that.
So you have to apply for a government number, then you have to send your sales tax information in and all that stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff's done right now.
It's all done.
That's a done, that part's done. We're just waiting to hear back.
So is the wire still gonna be okay?
No, the wire will be returned. Okay. It should show up any minute in your box. so then we'll have to reissue.
Okay, well, yeah, I knew that was the problem, but you seem to be like in such a hurry, we just did it.
Oh, we've been in a hurry. We bought them like 17 times.
It was three tries with Charlie, that was the third try. Okay, we're back in business license. We talked about...
No, we're on to Stormhaven.
Huh?
We're on to Stormhaven.
Stormhaven, there you go. We just finished a day difficult.
I don't want to go backwards.
I've been down to this, yeah. Why don't you tell us an update on Stormhaven, what we went through the last couple of weeks?
Stormhaven water's been great. The water system hasn't had any issues. Today, yeah. It could change tonight, but as a, you know, the sewer has been another story, but the water's been good. So since it says Stormhaven water, are we just good in this report? Sorry.
Well, let's do that sewer.
I know. Yeah. Sorry. I'm just trying to. I started positive. I hope we had a good thing. So as I mentioned in the CDBG application, we're trying to replace the section of sewer line down there. One of the reasons we're replacing that section is, well, one, it's common to start at the bottom and work your way up. But also, it's been very, that section has been clogging and requiring pumping and issues about three or four times a year. One of them was over Thanksgiving, because it does seem to pick the holidays. We started Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Well, we located the break, I think, on Monday or the following week that we had an issue and kind of narrowed it down a little bit. On Wednesday, we went out there with a plumber and a jetting tool again and ran a tracer wire down the pipes and learned that they didn't go anywhere near where we thought they went, which is great because we almost dug up the road. It turns out we didn't need to dig up the road. So we spent 3 or 4 hours out there. And jetted and traced and found where the lines really go, which are accurately shown on that figure. It doesn't stay in the road. It deviates and goes through one guy's yard and then under two homes and then around a trailer and then back into the trailer and back into the septic tank. And that is the main line that drains all 19 homes.
What question? If we replace that, are we going to put it in a different spot?
Yes.
Okay.
The plan is to put it in the road where we wanted it to, where we thought it was and wanted it to be in the first place.
Where the little dash was, right?
Yeah, so the new line will be where the dash was in the road where sewer lines should be. Yeah, the plan is not to replace it under anyone's house.
Jeez.
And in there, we also learned a lot of other good information. We were able to resolve the problem, and it seems to be flowing well. I've told Gary and Eric and others that I think what we did is move the problem from somewhere where we know. You know, it used to back up. It was always this manhole that backed up. We've moved the problem from there to somewhere else. I just don't know where that somewhere else is yet.
Downstream.
Hopefully not under one of the homes.
Oh, don't say it.
Well, it's the first thought I had as soon as we pushed it downstream. As I'm like, there's two homes, and right under either one of those could be a problem. So far, it's been going for about a week I haven't heard anything, so I'll take that as good news. You'll see on the warrants tonight that there was a fairly healthy bill for getting somebody out there in an emergency and doing what they did, but I'm really glad they were there Wednesday, and then they worked a little bit on Thursday, Thanksgiving. They worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday to get a button back up. So I'm glad they were able to get it done.
A lot of work. Okay, so that's the Stormhaven water. All is well on the water side, and as of wrapping that up, I think we're all well on the sewer side at the moment.
At the moment, I still am worried that we're going to find a new resolution downstream somewhere, but hopefully we'll get through the winter, and then if we get this grant, maybe we'll get that problem resolved before it surfaces.
Literally surfaces.
When will we hear about the grant? I know you told us last month.
So there's a series of things that happen next year starting in January and February. I don't remember the exact timeline, but it's usually around March or April we know, and then it's around June or July that we actually get the money and can get started.
So my understanding is by the end of this month, we had to hold our public hearing, have to have the notifications turned in, and then by the end of January, they'll let us know if we move forward and need to do a second hearing. was my understanding.
Right, and I believe in there, there's a presentation where the committee gets together and ranks applications.
Yeah, and that takes place next month. That's
right.
Why this had to be pushed forward for the public hearing, and then they'll decide, and they'll let us know, my understanding is by the end of next month, whether we move forward or not.
Thank you.
Okay.
There's a number, free money is expensive.
A lot of work to get.
Nothing's free, right?
Well, that wraps up item number 9. We'll move on to 10, approval of council meeting minutes for November 2nd, 2020. Council had a chance to look at those. Any changes or questions? No, I would entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Okay. You have a motion to approve? You have a second?
I'll second it.
You have a motion and a second to approve, excuse me, and a second. Any discussion?
I would like to point out that the minutes don't reflect the $35,000 that Mr. Bunker proposed and that we approved for the CARES funds, from the CARES funds, to the fire district. Do you think we could add that just to keep the record straight? It's under item number 8.
8?
Yes.
Okay, and what wording would you like there, Mary?
Something along the line of Councilmember Bunker proposed that we increase the $25,000 already approved to $35,000 to be transferred to the fire district.
I don't see any problem with that, Council.
And we probably should add it to the warrants.
If you look under 14, Mary, on the recorder's office, there was a warrants approval for that.
I don't know if she heard you.
Oh, will you tell her?
Mary, look under 14.
Right, but I just wanted the record to reflect that you were the one that proposed the $35,000 above, well, you recall that, don't you?
I don't recall anything.
Well, you did. Propose that we increase the $25,000 already approved to $35,000. If you just leave it at that, I think that'll take care of it.
Okay. I remember increasing it.
Okay, there you go. That.
Yep.
Okay. Council, is Council fine adding that to the minutes? And if so, the chair will entertain a motion on that.
You've done other motion?
Yeah, just accept that change.
Okay, I make a motion that we accept the minutes of November 2nd with the amended changes specifying the $35,000.
I'll second.
There you go, motion and a second. Any other discussion? If none, roll call.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
Thank you. Item number 10, recorder's office, warrants, approvals, and announcements.
Okay, so just to get that out of the way first, so we don't forget it, because they're not on the warrants, but we're including all of the CARES fund, which Ryan had mentioned the repairs. So we included the smooth hollow for the emergency sewer repair for $8,250. And then Adam Knight for plumbing for the emergency sewer for $975. Okay, Comcast, office phone, $9,685. DNA half dozen, office rent, $200. Smith and Harvickson, $334.50. Utah Local Government Trust for work comp, $1,143.89. Computer Nerds, IT service, $855. Floris quarterly, $500. TO engineering for planning, $732.50. Meeting, $900. Engineering, $2,765.50. And then meeting for that, $555. Total, $8,083.24. Public Works core meter, $1,571.88. CKC operation for the road project, $129,750. And then payroll for a total $132,328.13. Then we have payroll for council, payroll for commission for a total of $147,833.75. Daniel Municipal Water CenturyLink data charge, $47.75. Heber Light and Power, $216.90. Chemtech for VOCs, $190. Colurit, $40. Nitrate, $42. Then we have stamps for $110. Computer Nerds, $993.75. TO Engineering for Engineering, $96.95. Sampling, $140 for a total $1,877.35. With payroll, $710 for a total of $2,587.35. Stormhaven, Dominion Energy, $807. Heber Light and Power, $194.96. Chemtech for Colurit, $40. Another one for $40. SR Hansen Engineering's annual inspection and state report, $400. A1 Septic for emergency pump, $650. TO Engineering for Engineering, $1,532.50. Sampling, $210. Smoot Hollow, $8,250. Computer Nerds for IT, $993.75. Adam Knight, $975. Total, $13,294.28. Payroll, $462.50 for a total of $13,756.78.
Any questions? The chair will entertain a motion.
So, just one
question, please.
You bet.
Under Public Works, what meter did we purchase?
There are meters that.
Six. Up six extra meters. We're out of meters.
So just for future connections, the 3/4 inch meters that all of our services use. So we have a supply of those in the pump house. So as we get new connections, Gary distributes those. So we ran out, and Gary bought a package of whatever the box contains, and we used three of them right away. With three more going soon.
Yeah.
So do you think that should be under the water system?
Not sure how to divide it out where it's not.
Don't know whether it's going to go to Stormhaven or to Daniel. We don't know where they'll end up. We know where three of them are going to end up.
Eric, what was your comment?
Oh, I was the kerosene.
Oh.
I was gonna write it on here. What was it? And then this. Sherry, how did we look? Was you adding?
Yeah, the adding was right, except on the apples. If you change it, the sales tax is gonna come off then. So it'll be a little bit less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to buy covers with them, so we're going to spend it anyway.
Whatever.
We'll be in the hole.
Yeah, I added that out. That was right.
The only other thing is so we have that $8,000 for TO that you went back and did the media stuff? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We need to do a journal entry and put that back in.
We need to get that so it's coded to CARES somehow.
Yes.
Well, CARES into our general.
Yeah, I think
I could probably do a journal entry for that.
Yeah, because we've already accounted it through all the billing, so I think that's probably the easiest way to handle it.
Okay. Yep. Just from the general fund to the CARES, well, it's just a changing the coding on it. is all it is.
Is that a journal entry or coding, is this, yep.
I mean, meters, is that a big deal to just have them sit there and have to go to where, whichever water system they need to go to? Or do we need to have a case for one and a case for the other one?
You could, I think you could also just keep them and bill, you know, if Daniel Municipal bought them, then, you know, Stormhaven uses it, you could just move whatever the cost is around. We've always had extra meters, so when we first bought and installed them in Daniel Municipal, we had an extra 10 or so, I can't remember exactly. As those got almost used up, was about the time we took over the Stormhaven system and got a grant to install meters. And so same thing, we bought an additional whatever meters with the Stormhaven grant money. And then this is just the first time that we've, you know, Gary went to the shelf to get another one, so this is the last one. So, you know, where do they go?
Six of them is probably minimal that we have.
Statistically, more of them will go to Daniel Municipal than Stormhaven, just because there's more growth in the municipal system, but, you know, we've put new meters in all of them, and meter can go out anytime. The first meters we put in are approaching 10 years, which is their warranty. And, you know, much like cell phones, once they hit their warranty period, I imagine we'll start seeing issues.
Yeah, I think if we, when we get down to 2 or 3 meters in stock, we probably should go buy another case of them and have them there, because we'll be going through them.
Oh, we definitely need a few extras.
Yeah.
Well, my only thing is once they're used with either one of them, I never have a clue that that's happened either.
So you need to be let known at least, so we could.
Well, if one's buying them and the other one has to reimburse, right. Yeah, something has to happen.
Well, to date we haven't done that, but we certainly could. I would agree that, I mean, somebody needs to tell you where they go.
Either that or buy them separately.
That ain't gonna happen. Don't forget to call Mary and tell her we used the meter.
No, but the vast majority of them are tied to development applications, which you already get. Right. So it would just be another note of, you know, meters. So that wouldn't be that hard. The replacement meters would be the harder one.
Yeah.
The new builds.
Yeah. So the new builds, I think you could handle the replacement meters. And I guess the other way to look at it is it's just the cost of doing business. Charge it to municipal water once, and then Stormhaven buys the next 6, and then, you know, just. You know, it is what it is, and that's what the cost of having stuff in stock when we need it.
I like accounting for it. I just don't want to make a bunch of more paperwork that's not necessary. So, I think your last comment right at work. I mean, maybe do alternate every other one, just because they're both are going out.
Yeah, but Stormhaven doesn't have near the hookups.
No, they're still using the ones that Minnesota has bought, probably.
I think they've pretty much bought theirs on the grant, so.
Yeah, there hasn't been any new except for that one. There would have been one new hookup or no?
One or two.
They had a meter then. The one I'm thinking of, I actually had a meter, I think.
That's true.
Are they kept? They already had a meter.
I don't think we've installed any new meters in Stormhaven. Now that you mentioned it, they all have existing cans of meters in them.
These meters are being kept at the pump house?
Yes.
So if we have some meters at the Stormhaven pump house and the...
No, they go on the same pump house. Right. We really only have one spot to store stuff.
Gotcha.
There's no pump house. That's a good point, though. When we build that pump house.
Well, if we're not using them too much at Stormhaven and they're going out to either businesses or residential, like, let's just keep them in municipal then. Maybe one sneaks over there once in a while, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And eventually one will go out and sneak over there, but I think it will be the exception to the rule for at least a few years.
But maybe we should have some kind of a paper or form or something that's with those and just briefly filled out where's it going. And then that can go back to Mary. That's at least a little bit of a paper trail.
Well, we can try it and see if it happens.
Yeah.
But we're not trying.
You know,
how's it working?
It could be a...
How's it working?
It could just be a sticker or something that's kept there, something. Just something. And just to make them work. here's Stark Haven, here's Daniel.
When we have our new water employee, that could be part of his job description.
There you go. Hell, he'll know where those are.
Turns out, when you get the water back on, you're so damn happy, you're not thinking about filling out a paper.
Yes, that's correct.
Mary, did that answer your question, or did you have any more about where we want to store?
I just wondered if do we charge a new customer any sort of hookup? I mean, besides from the impact fee, do we charge them for the meter and the installation, or do we not?
Yes, we do. We have a connection fee for the cost of installing the meter and the meter. We would also...
That money goes into the water system, right?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. If you're buying meters, I mean, you see what I'm saying here? Crossing lines again. I don't want to belabor this whole thing. It's just that we're getting ready to look at raising fees, and that's one of those things we need to kind of think about.
Agreed. I think we can take that up when we do water rates with Daniel Municipal here shortly.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we approve the warrants for November.
Okay. You have a motion to approve warrants? Do you have a second?
I'll second.
Give me a second. Any last discussions? If not, all in favor, roll call.
Eric, aye.
Chip, aye.
John, aye.
Stephanie, aye.
Mary, aye.
Okay. That takes care of item number 11. I don't believe we need to go into item number 12 unless council maybe thinks we do. Okay. The chair will entertain a motion for item number 13.
Oh, I'll make the motion.
Go ahead, Mary.
Before we adjourn, I would like to request that we schedule a budget amendment hearing for our January meeting. Some of the things that we passed tonight, we'll need to include in our budget.
I agree, and that's another little note I kind of had down here from previous discussions that, yeah, we should probably schedule that. So, can we get that? We'll just have Mary put that on and get that scheduled for next month.
Thank you.
Okay. Council okay with that?
No. Christmas time. What did you dump all on Mary? What's the deal?
It's after New Year's.
Heck, I'm already dealing with an audit. It's all good. I'm ahead.
Yeah.
Got stuff done. I got we're good.
I make a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
Give me a motion to adjourn. Give me a second.
Second.
All in favor? Roll call.
Aye.
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 Thank you very much. Chip, council.
Some reason isn't including
the billing.
In the billing.
See, I agree.